Hello, my name is Michael Holloway, and welcome to Sacred Scriptures of Christianity podcast. In each episode, we will be reading sacred texts in the Holy Bible and discovering how to align our will with God's will. This is a journey I'm excited to begin, and I hope you are as well.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing today? I'm your host, Mike, and welcome to Sacred Scriptures of Christianity podcast. Before we begin, I would like to take this opportunity to pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord our God, we bless you as we come together to ponder the scriptures. We ask you in your kindness to fill us with the knowledge of your will so that pleasing you in all things we may grow in every good work. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we will be continuing in the proclamation of the kingdom in our outline. Today I will be reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12 today. We will be reading about the Beatitudes. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. The Sermon on the Mount. When he saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So let's just take a few seconds to be silent and to reflect upon the sacred scriptures. So what does beatitude mean? The Latin word for beatitude is beatudo, meaning happiness or blessedness. The Greek word makarios, which means blessed or happy, is used to start each of the beatitudes. So when we read the beatitudes, we read them. When we read, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Happy are those who mourn. So on and so forth. Because that's what those words mean in its original meaning. Now, when I read this particular biblical passage, I had to remind myself that St. Matthew was writing to the Jews. I believe St. Matthew did a good job writing to his Jewish audience and letting them know the parallel between Moses and Jesus. Ultimately, in the Old Testament, Moses received the law on Mount Sinai. And in the New Testament, Jesus proclaims the new law, which fulfilled the Mosaic law. Scripture tells us that Jesus came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Incidentally, the Sermon on the Mount clearly describes actions and characteristics of an individual who chooses to live a Christian life. So now, as a Catholic Christian, I want to point out that when I read the scripture, or when Catholics read the scripture, we usually read scripture and then we look to see what the catechism has to say about it. Now, the catechism of the Catholic Church says a lot of things about the Beatitudes. So I'm going to start with paragraph 1716, where it states, "The Beatitudes are at the heart of Jesus' preaching. They take up the promises made to the chosen people since Abraham. The Beatitudes fulfill the promises by ordering them no longer merely to the possession of a territory, but the kingdom of heaven." In paragraph 1718, the Catechism states that the Beatitudes and the desire for happiness. It states, "The Beatitudes respond to the natural desire for happiness. This desire is of divine origin. God has placed it in the human heart in order to draw man to the one who alone can fulfill it." So God is the only one who can fulfill that desire that we have, that God has placed it in the hearts of every human. Only God can fill that desire. Or you hear some people say they have that hole or that feeling, that void feeling, that emptiness, even though everything is going well for them at that particular time. I hear this all the time, where people are doing good financially, everything's going well in their family life, their personal life, but they said there's something missing. I feel that a little emptiness. And only God can fill that for us humans. The Beatitudes are the heart. Let me go back to the catechism. The Beatitudes are the heart of Jesus' preaching. So, as we read and reflect upon the sacred scriptures today, as we read Matthew chapter 5, let us reflect upon that this week. Now, I would like to close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. May God, the source of all patience and encouragement, enable us to live in perfect harmony with one another in the spirit of Christ Jesus. With one heart and one voice, may we glorify God now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before I end, I want to leave you with this. It is my hope that as we read sacred scripture, we strive continually to conform our will to God's will. I hope everyone has a good day, and may God bless you.
Yeah.